Hey everyone, this is Nina with ShalomMama.com, and I'm here with my friend Adam of Toho Fit, and today we just want to talk about fitness, how we got started, why we're so passionate about it, that kind of thing. So, hello Adam, thank you for chatting with me today. Sweet, so maybe we should give like some background of how we know each other and how this came to happen. So, why don't you talk?
Okay. So we've known each other since freshman year of high school.
I guess so. Is that when you moved? Yeah.
So freshman year. I think we've kept in contact all throughout like high school and then after high school. I joined
that's almost 20 years.
Holy hell. Yeah. I haven't thought about that until now. You just said that. That is wild.
That is wild.
So I think I joined the Marine Corps in 2004, and then I kept in contact with like you, Jesse, and like kind of a small select few people. I think we both really started talking a lot more when you got into CrossFit.
Yeah.
I think. And then we just kind of been running things back and forth on each other on a few things, like your CrossFit stuff and then some of the things that I do. And then I think we've talked about like meal plans and your workouts. And every now and then I get a text message from you about how excited you are that you just hit a PR. And so, I think that's,
So you now, in case everybody's wondering, Adam is a personal trainer, which is why I was so excited to share that with him, not just randomly, like, hey, I hit a PR today.
Yeah, I forgot.
You helped lots of people with that.
Yeah,
how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing personal training, what is this, 2017, so going on 7 years now, off and on about 7 years. I started training. I got out of the Marine Corps in December of 2008, got my first job as a trainer in 2010, January 2010, when I moved to Boise, Idaho. I've been doing that for, like I said, a little over about seven years now. So right now I'm just doing it on the side. Because I'm in the process of trying to open up my own gym. And so I'm just doing some online training and then training a few clients on the side. Just kind of keeping that going.
Cool. Yeah, it's been really cool to see the stuff that you've been up to. I really like it when you post, like, your Instagram, the stuff that you've worked out on or things you've been doing. I'm like, holy cow, he's crazy. Like, that's insane. I can't believe he did that. the workouts with your daughter there, those are really cute. I really like those. So, yeah, it's been cool to see you doing that stuff.
To me, working out with my daughter, so she's 2.5. To me, I want to show her, I want to set those examples, teach her young, about taking care of herself, eating right.
Yeah.
And then hopefully, it's something that she enjoys and it's something her and I can do as she gets older. And that'll be a way that her and I, a thing that we can share and, have our bond with.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. It's funny, you say something like the workouts, a few friends or like family members when we, I have get-togethers, we'll like, what the hell is that? What are you doing? Or what is, know, like with my military background, I just like, well, this seems like it would be legit to do, or this is something I would kind of help me with doing some of my military stuff. So mm-hmm. I guess that's where some of those workouts come in from.
Cool. Yeah, it's some of them are crazy. But good. I think they're inspiring. I think it's really cool for people to see that. Like, okay, it's not impossible to do something like that. You can go on a run and do this and then do that and not die. So that's cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, a lot of those are just CrossFit-based exercises. Like, I may have tweaked or added something more to it. And those are things I think anybody could really do. It's just how far, you know, is somebody willing to push themselves?
Yeah.
I like to push it and see what I can get my body to do. So those are the fun things.
That's good. I know you had some questions that we were gonna kind of work through.
Yeah.
Did you wanna?
Yeah, I mean, I guess
bust
like,
those out.
Yeah. So, like, since we've talked about like one of the things that's like kind of kept us close is with like your CrossFit. Mm-hmm. I'm always curious, and I'm always a fan of asking people why. What got you into CrossFit? When I first started doing some CrossFit, you know, dabbling in it, and then I started watching it, I saw some of these people, and I'm just like, what the fuck are these people doing? Like, this is nuts. This is just brutal. And so
yeah.
I'm always curious, like, what does one think? Like, yeah, that looks fun. Let's fucking do that.
Yeah. So my friend had started doing it, I think, like 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, and she loved it. And so I went and did a free workout, and I was like, holy shit, it was just baseline. It was just like sit-ups, push-ups, which of course I could not do any, like jumping pull-ups and rowing and squatting. And I got done with that. I was like, that was really cool, but oh my gosh, that was so hard. And so I told my husband to go check it out, and he did. And he actually ended up signing up, and I chickened out. I was like, no,
yeah, okay.
I'm good. I'm just going to keep doing yoga, and I'm just going to do workouts at home. Well, he did it for, like, he was going 5 days a week, and he was really liking it. And after, like, a few months, I was like, damn, you look, like, he looked good before. He was a runner, but I was like, whoa, this is awesome. And finally, I was like, for about 5 months or so, I was like, I really want to do this. Like, I'd ask him about the workouts and be like, okay, that sounds really hard. That sounds really crazy. And he'd be like, no, we, you know, if you need to modify, you can modify. You know, anybody can do it. And then so finally I was terrified, but I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. So I signed up for OnRamp, and then I was addicted because I really wanted to move my body more.
Yeah.
We went to Costa Rica like a couple years ago, and I saw this movie or this documentary about Ido Portal. He's got like super strong, like super in control of his body, and it was totally inspiring. And I was like, I want to be able to be that in control of my body, or at least more so than I am, because I was just, you know, overweight, like super tired, no energy, not strong at all, and I wanted that. Like, I wanted to be able to go backpacking with my husband because he does a section of the Pacific Crest Trail every summer, or to, you know, take my kids and go play and have fun, or, you know, just to be active and be able to move my body and not feel tired and, like, sluggish all the time. Because I was talking about wellness, but, like, I had been active, and then I had stopped, and I could not get back in the groove again, and I really missed it. So that's why I started CrossFit. Mostly I was afraid, and I was like, I need to challenge myself and like step it up here, because I don't like feeling the way I do. So
nice.
So yeah. And then I got addicted.
it's definitely an addiction.
Yeah.
I always go back and forth with, like, doing functional training, like, just basic workouts. And then, like, a part of me, like, draws me back into doing, like, a CrossFit workout. And I'm just like, what am I doing? And then I don't even think about it. I'm just like, I hate running. Like, I hate running with a passion.
Yeah.
I know.
It's not my favorite.
I know for certain things I need my cardio and my, you know, and all that up. But, so I, you know, like, I'll add it and I'll try to, like, spice it up and make it fun. But, that's how I always end drawing myself back into doing some sort of CrossFit workout.
Yeah. I think it's a lot more fun, personally. It's always different.
It is. I like the team environment. I like the competitiveness of it. And I like a lot of the environment that it's, that it brings. I do. The one thing I hate, though, is I hate, like, the cult kind of culture behind it. If you don't do CrossFit, you're wrong. If you're not eating
keto,
you're not eating right. And, you know, it's like they let you know that they do CrossFit.
That's true. I need a bumper sticker or something because I'm not doing that right.
Yeah. One of my old bosses would always, every time he would tell people, oh, he does CrossFit. I'm like, oh my God, no. Like, how come you haven't told anybody you're doing CrossFit lately? With CrossFit though, and like getting into working out, what's become your favorite exercise?
Oh, okay, so it sounds crazy, and I told my husband I'm never going to like these, but I actually really like burpees now. They're pretty fun.
Yeah.
Like, burpee box jumps. Freaking love them. They're so fun. Like, yes! Oh, and cleans. I love cleans. Like, I can do squat cleans, and it's okay, because, like, I don't know, getting out of a squat with heavy weight is, like, I get so in my head about it, but I got a squat clean PR the other day, and I was pretty stoked about it. And then we did burpee box jumps, and it was awesome. I loved that workout. It was so great.
Yeah.
So two of my favorite movements. And I like running more now. It's actually kind of – it's getting more fun if it's short.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, there's definitely something to be said about cleans, when you're doing, like, those Olympic lifts, cleans, squats,
mm-hmm.
It's immense.
I love push jerks.
Yeah.
Freaking love push jerks. Those are good.
It's the mental game where, like you were saying, getting under the weight. And,
yeah.
But as you're getting ready to get under the bar, like, it's a mental game. That, you know, like, I mean, I definitely play with myself as I'm getting, you know, as I get into the rack and I, you know, I'm about to get onto the bar, like, I'll look at it for a few minutes and just be like, all right, let's fucking do this. This is, if I lift it up and I go down, I got to go back up with it, so.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen, but.
Yeah.
All right.
I know. It's like, oh, shit, I got to. That's where I'm at. I'm like, I got to get back up with this. I can get down.
Yeah.
It's the getting back up. Damn it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's,
that's what I'm working on.
And I think that's where the addiction kind of plays in as well. Is that, like, that mental game that you play with yourself. And then, like, once you get that first PR, you're like, oh, daddy wants more.
right?
You know, or mama wants more of this. I feel
like
I'm going good. And I think like that, like, and then you start, as you're doing things in life, like in your everyday life, you kind of like, I know for me, and this is something I try to get my clients to think about is like, okay, if you're struggling in life, think about the time you just deadlifted or you just cleaned, you know, X amount of weight. Like, there's not a lot of shit that can push you around. Like, you can push shit around. So don't let things in life, like, boggle you down or, you know, bring you down and limit you. You know, it's I try to bring that, like, mentality of in the gym to my everyday life where it's I'm in charge. Like, I'm not going to let the weights, you know, put me in or be in charge of me.
Yeah.
Because then at that time, then, like, fear and all those things start kicking in. Then you're like, oh, God, I can't do this. Like, mm-hmm. So then, like, you think about, like, in life, you know, you as you're going through certain things, definitely, like, if something's starting to get hard, you, like, a lot of times people do cower and just like, oh, fuck this. This is too hard. I don't want to deal with it. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, where you can bring that mentality of lifting or working out. I mean, I think even runners, I do this when I run, and even as much as I hate running, there's days where I'm running 3 to 5 miles, and I get to mile 3, and I'm just like, oh, God, I don't want to do this.
Go home now.
Yeah, but then it's like, oh, shit, definitely if I'm, like, doing a loop or something, it's like, well, I gotta get back home somehow, so, well, fuck,
yeah.
I gotta finish. But it's, you know, like, you kind of get in that feeling of, like, well, I've gone this far. Let's see how far, you kind of get in that Forrest Gump rhythm. Like, well, I've gone this far, might as well see how far I can go. you know, so, like, same with lifting. It's like, well, I got this. Let's add 5 more pounds. Or, you know, like, then when life's bringing you down, you're like, I've already been, you know, I've been knocked down once, and I've gotten through that. Like,
yeah.
What can really knock me down that's going to, like, bother me or be any worse than what this last time I got knocked down and I got back up? So it's those things that, like, I use for, you know, I use in the back of my head, and those are the things I try to bring to my clients as well. And I think that then as you start learning that, it becomes a motivational, a booster. You start getting more self-confidence in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Then it becomes self-confidence in all over your life. And so it's a win-win.
Yeah.
I look at
That's what I've noticed. I was actually really surprised to see, like, how much of fitness is a mental game. And I know it's, like, it's physical, but, God, your head will hold you back in so many areas. And once you kind of learn how to master your thoughts and master, you know, what it's doing to you physically, then it does. It translates all over the place in life. Like, well, shit, I did that. I can do this. Like,
yeah,
it totally makes a difference. Everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's where a lot of people, they make the mistake or something will happen and then they psych themselves out. And then I think that's where people quit.
Mm-hmm.
Once they have been, they don't see a result or they're not giving themselves the right amount of time to accomplish something.
Right.
Or the right amount of time to get a movement down. Or, you know, for a particular exercise. Like, definitely, like, cleans.
Oh, my gosh. Those took me forever.
Yeah. So, you got something like that. And somebody – I've seen this, like, when I've done group classes. I'll have one person out of – you know, say if I have 10 people in a class, there's always one that struggles with doing a clean or – a snatch or mm-hmm. and then they beat themselves up, and then the whole time through they're going about it with shitty form and a shitty attitude. You know, that's when you just kind of pull, you know, I'll pull them aside and be like, hey, you know, clear your mind, you know, think about mm-hmm. your movement before you pick up the weight, think about the movement, visualize it, and then go. You know, and then, you know, once you take that time, you take that deep breath, you go through that movement, and you physically visualize yourself doing it. It's so much smoother.
Mm-hmm.
And And that's the thing I always hear, too, from my clients is how they feel, how much better they feel after they've cleared their mind. And because, like, one of my clients always plays mental games with herself. And there's times where, like, some of our sessions, like, I'll whisper, shut the fuck up, just do it. You know, so the... But then,
yeah.
You know, now after a while, she, you know, she'll tell me, like, hey, can you just tell me to shut the fuck up? Like, can you just
yeah.
say, so, you know. So it's those little things. And every now and then, yeah, I mean, I think we all need a little tough love here and there. And
yeah.
It helps kind of clear your mind. It definitely, like, a lot of times tough love, too, I think will give you that little reimbursement, that little reinsurance of, yeah, okay. Let's light
this.
That fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you do the participation trophy, like, oh, you got this, you could do it, and then, you know, then it's like, ooh.
Right.
We've kind of talked about it, but how do you feel, like, with, since you've done CrossFit and since you've been working out, like, how do you feel your life has improved, or what do you notice differently about things?
Oh man, so much. Like, discipline wise, I never ever thought of myself as a disciplined person before, because I could never, you know, stick to any habits that I really wanted to, like, fitness wise especially. But since I've been doing CrossFit, and I go, like, when I signed up, I was like, I'll go 2 times a week, and then maybe in a few months I'll go 3. And then I did my first class, and I was like, fuck that. I'm going to be here tomorrow and the next day. I'm going to be here every single day that you guys are open, because it makes me feel so good. So doing that and kind of incorporating that into my life, soon I was like, well, crap, if I can go to CrossFit and be disciplined enough to do that this many times a week, then I can do this in my house, like, as the main homemaker, like, I can keep on top of this thing here that I hated before. In my business, I'm like, okay, well, I can keep on top of this here, even though it's not my favorite, because, like, I've seen how I can take something that I really hate to do or that I think that I can't do, and then I do it. And I'm like, oh, I just did that. You know what's funny is, like, CrossFit, when there are some workouts where I get done, I'm like, that was just like having a baby. Like, I remember having my kids, and I had my last two at home, and I was like, there was very clear moments when I was in labor where I was like, you got this, you got to do it. Like, nobody else is going to come do it for you. You can't stop, so keep going. And I have those moments in CrossFit, and, like, they're so empowering that I'm just like, yeah, like, I just did that. I can do whatever I want, you know? It's kind of gone into all areas, like, of eating, of, you know, taking care of my family, of doing my – running a business. I've just been like, crap, I can do hard things, and I can do them really well. So just keep going, kind of. It's really helped my attitude and my focus and my discipline. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a – I definitely relate with you on that, like – I mean, growing up playing sports and working out, I really didn't get into working out until I think I was like 18, you know, 16 to 18. But until like our senior year in high school, when, Jared, a friend of ours from high school, him and I started going every day. I didn't really
connect
to, like, working out. Like, yeah, I'm doing this because I want to get better for baseball. And, you know, whatever sport at the time. But it wasn't until once I signed up for the Marine Corps, I was like, fuck, I got to work out.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah, this is going to be hard. Like, I got to start running. I got to start. There's a lot of. So then it really kind of connected. And then once I was in the Marine Corps and we started, you know, some of the workouts and training that we did. And then I, like, started rethinking everything, like, about working out. But now that, like, you know, that self-discipline that you have from working out, and you know, like, definitely for me, if I don't hit the gym, or if I don't do something that's physically exhausting. I feel sluggish that day. I'm cranky. I feel horrible.
Yeah, I am such a grouch. My husband's like, I know that sometimes you like working out at the 5 p.m. class, but we need you to go earlier in the day. And I'm like, why? Because you're a grump. I'm like, oh, yeah, it does. Like, I am a bitch when I do not work out. And I need it. Like, it's my self-care. I feel so much better when I do.
Yeah. It's like those Snickers commercials.
Exactly. That's also how I am when I don't eat. So, like, if I don't eat and I don't work out, it's awful.
You're hangry.
Hangry and I need to move.
Yeah. It's, so, I mean, like, you're talking about, like, being, you know, with working out, how it's made you a better provider as a parent, and then with your work. And I think now that, like, once my girlfriend Nikki, we found out she was pregnant, my whole aspect on training it changed, like, because before, I just worked out a lot just for myself and, you know, to keep up with my physical shape and all, you know, just pretty much, you know, just kind of keeping up for myself. And obviously I wanted to, you know, have my girlfriend look at me and, you know, I wanted to feel good, look good for her. But now then once, you know, I was like, oh, God, I'm going to be a dad, like. I got a kid coming, and I'm gonna have to take care of this kid. This kid's gonna depend on me to take care of her, and so those are the thoughts now that like go through my head. Like, it kind of goes back to like my military training. Like when I was training, I always thought like, okay, well, my buddy on my left and my right is depending on me. Like if something goes down, he's going to depend that, and he's going to hope that I pick him up and I can take him to safety. So those are the things that, like, I think of now with my daughter and my girlfriend. It's like, and definitely, you know, and again, then I think about, like, today's events that are going on around the world. What if something happened? What if we're somewhere and something happened? Could I pick up my daughter? Could I pick up my girlfriend or whoever? Can I run a mile? Can I sprint a mile to safety?
And, yeah.
Those are things that I think about when I work out now a lot more. Definitely hits home more. and so I think for me, that's like one of my number one motivation is being the best that I can for my family. And I noticed, that's the one thing I noticed for myself is I feel a lot better with my workouts. I feel, yeah, I'm a better father. I'm a better boyfriend, and you know, it's things like that. The overall, and you know, like you know, you talk about the self discipline. You know, like I get up anywhere
three early,
4:30. Yeah. As I like to think about it, is getting up before the enemy does. It's nice because, by the time I get up, I get to the gym, it's about 5-ish. I go do my morning cardio, and sometimes I'll do my workout that early. And I think about like, who else is getting up at this time to go work out and go do a thrashing? I don't see a lot of people, and when I am at the gym, I see a lot of people doing cardio, which is great, but, my mindset is this, like, this is my time. This is great. There's not, usually depending on what gym I'm going to, if I go to the CrossFit gym on base, there's never anybody there and it's just me and I love it. But yeah, because it allows me to have my time, allows me to think. Concentrate on a few things, and then I just get that satisfaction if no one else is in the gym. It's like, you're goddamn right, no one else is in here. They don't have the discipline, and so then I feel better about myself. And then definitely, like, I think those, you know, you look at the times when you're at the gym, let's say it's a Saturday or it's later in the afternoon and there's maybe a handful of people and you're like, yeah, that's right. only the self-disciplined are here. And that gives me a boost. Then I like working out with those people. I like working out around those people because then it makes – I feel like I'm a part of a group.
I think it makes a difference, too, because I've noticed when I work out with people that are more self-disciplined and are, like, more in it, like, it drives me to do even better. Like, my husband, he always tells me, he's like, you have this, like, ferocity when you work out that I don't see very much. And there are a few other people that I get to work out with sometimes who are equally as fierce, and I definitely step up my game. I'm like, fuck, I can do that. Like, yeah, I can go to the next size. I'm not going to be like, oh, you know, I don't feel like it today. I'm going to step up and be like, no, I know I can do this, and we're going to push each other to do even better than normal.
Yeah. So. That's a great thing, too. When you have that support system, it makes it that much better.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm the same way. If I'm working out with people that I know that I can be on the same level with, my workouts are so much better.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel more confident with working out with people that I feel confident with. That's why a lot of times I work out strictly just by myself.
Mm-hmm.
One, because I don't want to be slowed down. When I go into the gym, I have a set plan. I know what I'm doing before I walk in. And if I go in with somebody else that isn't on the same level, then, you know, you have those.
Right.
And I think that's why I like working out in the morning, because I don't have those distractions. I don't have friends, family, my boss, my work chipping away at me. Like, it's this time. Like, can I sneak off to get a workout? And then when you do that, then you're thinking about, you know, how much time do I have? Or, what's happening at work or what's happening at home? Those things distract you, but when you do it early, they're all asleep.
I know. People are nice.
Asleep. You don't have to. Yeah, it's great. But to me, that's the one thing. One of the things I love a lot about working out in the morning, and that self having that self discipline. But I will admit, I've been falling asleep in my daughter's room lately, putting her to bed, and I haven't been getting up as much on time as I like. So I've been running like 15 to 20 minutes late this last week. I gotta work on that self-discipline.
Yeah, I totally was going to go work out at 5 this morning because just the way my day is. I was like, I'm not going to be able to work out if I don't. And then I was like, I need sleep, so I slept in and didn't go. And I'm like, oh, man, I should have. So now I'm going to have to do something from home, which is always interesting with homeschooled kids because, like, right when you're in the middle of, like, 5 squats or something, they're like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, I know how that goes when I brought the little monster down to the barn where I have the home gym at. Because I'll give her my phone and she'll dance around and listen to music. And other times, like, hey, dad, I'm in the middle of squatting.
Yeah.
Counting.
I literally cannot talk to you right now. Sorry.
Yeah. It definitely gets interesting. Or when you're trying to do, some sit-ups. She'll run and jump on me.
Oh, yeah.
Pick the game.
Yeah, my youngest will jump on my back if I'm squatting. I'm like, dude!
Yeah.
Thank you for the extra weight, but oh my gosh, I was not expecting that.
I just said, yeah, good. Let's see, what, there was something, I think, you know, like some of it, some of the questions I think we've kind of, either we've kind of ran into and just kind of talked, but what, I mean, is there anything that you have?
Not that comes to mind. Oh, I was going to ask you, like, so one, what do you do to kind of, like, psych yourself up? Because for me, like, music is pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Like, we'll go work out, and if the right song comes on, like, I have songs written down where if I'm working on, like, a one rep max or something, I've got to play it because then I'm like, okay, I can, like, if I have the right music, I can do anything. But, like, my husband, he's like, oh, there was music. He doesn't even hear it. So I know it's different for everybody, but what, like, what kind of things psych you up so that you can get into that mindset that you're looking for?
A lot depends on what I'm training that day. But music is definitely one of my number one things. I listen to, sometimes I'll listen to podcasts on my way to the gym. One podcast that I've been listening to a lot lately, that really just gets me motivated is Jocko podcast. Jocko Willink, former Navy SEAL commander. Dude's just a badass. I came across him on Joe Rogan podcast a little over a year ago, and I was just like, who the fuck is this dude? This guy's motivating. Just like his tone of voice is demanding and serious, and I was like, yeah. And the more he talked about things, I was like, oh, man, I relate with this guy. I like it. And his mindset on things. And then I found out he got a podcast going. And he had a book called Extreme. He wrote a book with one of his other commanders, Leif Babin, who's a Navy SEAL as well. I read that. And then he found out he got the podcast, and I hooked on the podcast since day one. And that motivates me because he'll read like something like military or like a war story, then he'll talk about it as he's reading some of it. And again, it's the way he talks, and it catches you, and you're like, this dude could tell me to go do anything. Like, he could tell me to tie my shoes and do it. You know, just the way he commands. So, so that's something I listen to. Music, family. Again, I go back to my family. And then sometimes, again, it's, you know, what kind of current events are going on? And then, like, just my military. Those are all things that I tie everything in together. But, like, my number one thing, I think, definitely is music. And I have a wide range of what's on my workout list. I think people would be really surprised. they heard some of my workout.
Some country in there.
Yeah, I got a little bit of country. I have some Johnny. Eric Shirt. It's all sorts of weird mixed stuff. But yeah.
Yeah. I think for me the beat plays a huge part, and then the lyrics too, because it can be like it can be random, but I hear lyrics in songs and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so pumped up right now. It's not necessarily like a workout song.
That's why, like, it's funny because, like, there's an Eric Church song that's on my playlist, on my workout list, called Outsiders. It's just, like, the beginning of it. Like, you know, he's talking about, like, being cut from a different cloth and all this. It's like, yeah, that's, oh, yeah. You know, some of the lyrics, I'm like, I listen to a lot of Eminem. when I work out.
Oh, yeah.
And
I love Macklemore when I'm working out.
Macklemore's good. Yeah, I mean, I go back to lyrics. I'm with you on that. There's certain things I'll hear something, I'm like, okay, yeah, digging it.
Yeah, exactly. But it's funny now because, like, I'll listen to, if I'm cleaning the house, I'll put on, like, some faster music, and I'll hear a song that's always on at the box when we're working out. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've got to, like, do 50 burpees right now or something. Like, I'll be doing the dishes, and that comes on, and I'm like, oh, I need to go do something else. So I've been programmed.
Have you done the workout to, what is it, Moby?
Oh, yeah. Bring Sally Down or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that last year.
Oh, yeah. I forgot where I came across that. I heard that song. It was on a movie. I can't think of what movie. So I Shazammed it, or I looked it up on my phone, and I was just like, and that came up. It's like, I was just like, what? There's a workout to this? So I got to reading it a little bit more, and I'm just thinking, okay, well, fuck, that seems, you're doing squats the whole time? Like,
yeah.
All right, challenge accepted. But, yeah, that kicked my ass. That was a good workout.
It was good, yeah. And then I know there was, like, a penalty for every time you missed it, you had to do, like, 10 burpee pull-ups or something like that.
Yeah. Was it,
and I was like,
burpee over the bar.
Yeah, it was nuts. But I remember that was when I hated burpees still, and I really hated burpee pull-ups. And I was like, nope, I am not doing a single one. So I was like,
yeah.
I was determined to just stay in that squat and not come up. Because a lot of people came up at one point and was like, nope, I'm staying down here. I'm not doing burpee pull-ups. No way.
I remember when you, you had texted me about, you had a workout, a WOD, as you CrossFitters call them, that had to do with burpees, and you're like, oh, fuck my life, burpees.
Yeah.
Burpees. But now that's awesome. Like, to kind of go back, like, that was your weak point, and now you love doing burpees. Imagine.
I know, like, weird. Yesterday we did burpees and cleans again, and I was like, yes, this is going to be so fun.
I'm the same way. So, like, growing up, when I was younger, and as I was getting into lifting, leg days, I hated leg days. I hated squats. I hated everything about doing legs. And then I read this thing, in an interview with Arnold, and he talked about whatever his weakness was, that's what he would concentrate on, and he would design his workouts around whatever, at one point, he would pick out one or two weaknesses and then concentrate on it and make it his strength.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
So I got to thinking about that. I was like, all right, well. Squats are, squats and deadlifts are my arch enemy. So, and at the time, I just started training, and then my buddy, him and I became roommates. He was one of the sales guys at the gym that I was working at. And dude's into powerlifting. He's one of my really good buddies. He's a dude I go to for any question I have that I don't know, and I've learned so much from him. His favorite thing was legs, and we would go do together, and he would throw on a shit ton of weight on the leg press. Like, one time we would do leg presses for warm-ups, and he got up to like 1500 pounds, and I did like 350.
Oh my gosh.
Like, fuck, bro, I can't be next to you. We're in the middle of Gold's Gym, and people are watching us work out together. This is horrible. But then that's another thing that, like, motivated me is, like, all right, well, if I'm going to work out with this guy, I got to step my game up. So it made
me
want to be better. And then, it really, I concentrated a lot more on leg day and getting my squats down and getting, you know, a lot of that all together. And so now that's my favorite workout is doing legs.
Oh, that's cool. I need to get there with front squats. Front squats of all kinds. I just hate them, especially with a thruster.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I think I need to start working on those. It's like, not my favorite. No. Deadlifts, though. Love those. We did deadlifts the other day, and I was pretty stoked. I got a new 5-rep max that I was like, yeah.
Nice.
I can totally deadlift my husband more than once now. I was like, honey, watch out.
Oh.
Yeah. I just had one more thing for you. Like, how do you, like, deal with mobility? Because I know, like, some people hate it and they don't do it. And me coming into, like, CrossFit from a yoga background, I actually, like, that's helped me a ton. Just
yeah,
being flexible and stretching and all that stuff. So I was wondering what you, like, advise for your clients and what you do for yourself.
Mobility, I'm a huge, huge advocate for. Because without mobility, you're not going to be able to do a lot of these lifts. You're not going to be able to work out as well. And you're going to hate life. And that's just, you know, that's the fact of it. So, you know, you speak of yoga, like that to me, I've done, get into, I like to start doing it maybe once a week and then work my way up, maybe doing, you know, 2 or 3 times a week. I think, you know, so like what I do a lot of stretching. I do a lot of foam rolling. And then I will do, like if I do squats, it really depends on what I'm doing that day, but I'll do some band work. I'll do some light bar. I'll either grab like a PVC pipe or like those body bars or whatever, something light to where I could do some mobility work and work on my form, work on my technique. To me, that's important because otherwise you're not going to get your flexibility, you know, like I notice a difference when, if I don't stretch or if I haven't stretched or hit the foam roller, my hips get real tight.
Yeah.
And, then I feel that like when I'm doing squats, deadlifts, thrusters,
Or like a kettlebell swing. It's like, oh, that's not working today.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I mean, I take the time, you know, really warm up, really stretch and fill everything, get all that down.
Cool.
That's the number one thing too. Like, I do with my clients is that's the moment, like right when we get, you know, we start working out, we go hit the mats, go stretch and then do some light work on the bar. You know, and get warmed up, get the body going, get the blood flowing.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. But what do you? So you do yoga? How often? How long did you do yoga before you got into CrossFit?
So I think I was doing it off and on for about 3 years before I started doing CrossFit, and then there was a period of times like a year. So, like, I started CrossFit, and the year before that, I was doing it off and on again. But the year before that,
yeah,
I was doing it, like, 4 days a week, sometimes 5
okay.
or 6. So I really noticed huge differences in flexibility. Like, you remember in school when we had those, like, fitness tests where they have you reach forward
yeah.
and try to touch your toes? Like, even in middle school, I could barely get to, like, my calves. I was always just so tight. So, like,
yeah.
being able to touch my toes was huge when I was doing yoga. But that, like, I went into CrossFit with being able to do, like, squat deeper and do a lot more things, because my hips were so open, I had been working specifically on getting my hips to open because they were always so tight. And then, we do Ramwad sometimes, which is like some yoga moves after the workout. And it's funny because, I'll just go into these poses and people are like, oh my gosh, how do you do that? You're like, just naturally flexible. I'm like, hell no. I am not naturally flexible. Like, this took me years to be able to sink into this and not, you know, cry. But it's made a really big difference in how, like, a lot lower I can, like, I don't know. Like, my range of motion is just so much better because flexibility is there. And it's really important. And it definitely helped me a lot when I started. Like, I had some nice strong triceps from some of the yoga moves and other things that I could do just because I had been doing yoga and nothing else. So it was nice to get into the box being like what I thought was a total couch potato and see that, I still actually did have some strength from doing that. So.
Yeah, no, I've noticed, like with a few clients, that have a yoga background, they'll like, I just do yoga, and other than that, I really haven't done much. They're more advanced in some ways than others because of those range of motions, the flexibility, and, you know, so it definitely helps. And I've seen, you know, and like, well, actually, I had, one of our friends that we went to high school with, who went and played college football, he had told me one time, and this was right before I left to go to boot camp, we were golfing, and he was saying that they, during the spring, were doing yoga. And at first, you know, being young and dumb, I was like,
yeah,
yoga, that's a chick thing. Like, that's what, that's what chicks do. Like, what? He's like, yeah, man, that's what I thought. But, like, I noticed a huge difference in my lifts. I feel stronger. I feel like I have a lot more energy. And, you know, kind of saying all this stuff. And, you know, it blew me away. I was like, what? Do you have more energy? How do you have more energy? Like, how are you lifting heavy? He's like, I've hit PRs all spring and summer long. Like, it's nonstop. I'm like, what is this all about? So, when I first started training, there was a yoga instructor, who would always give me and a couple of other trainers, she'd always like give us a hard time because she would invite us to class. She's like, hey, this would help you guys get some more clients if some of the members saw you doing. And I was just like, whatever, like, So then finally she talked me into it, and me and a couple of other guys were like, all right, man. I just remember sweating my ass off, feeling like I hadn't done anything. And I'm thinking the whole time, like, and I remember I was single at the time, and there was a couple of hot chicks in the class. And I'm like, okay, yeah, okay, I can do yoga. This is going to be great, yeah. Then I'm sitting there, my arms are wobbling, my core, I'm just like, I'm all sorts of just, I felt like I was so out of shape, and I'm sweating profusely. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on here? This is horrible. This is and I was probably like at that time too, I was in really good shape. You know, I was lifting 5 days a week, running 3 days a week. And I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, like, this isn't right. This is not fair. And, I look over at my buddies, and they're doing the same thing. One of the other guys was into, like, he had done a physique show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I look over at him, and he's just shaking, and we're both just sweating. It's like, what is going on here? And she comes up to us afterwards, and she goes, how'd you guys like it? And I was like, it was great. It was cool. I feel like dog shit right now, like for no reason. She just laughed at it. But I felt so good. Like, after a few minutes of cooling down, like, it was the weirdest, most out-of-body experience I've ever encountered. Besides, like, whenever I smoked pot when I was younger. but it, like, I felt like
pot.
Yeah, but, like, I felt, like, this natural, like, high, and it was just, like, I had this new sense of energy, and so I did it a couple more times, and I felt the benefits of it. It was mm-hmm. great. But, yeah, that's, again, like, you know, doing some of my homework, it's definitely something that I know I need to get into, and I want to do more of, just because I feel and I see the difference in myself. I think, there's this, you know, you get the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
The meditation.
The relaxation.
Yeah. I got into doing a thing called box breathing. I don't know, like if you're familiar with that. I do that once in a while before some of my lifts, and I'll go sit somewhere in the corner, and I'll do some box breathing, and I'll visualize my workout in my head. I'll think about it. I'll go through my range of motion. I'll go through my form, my technique, all that. And, you know, that's one thing that I feel helps me with a lot of my lifts. And I notice, you know, I feel a lot calmer as I go through my workouts. I see the huge difference in that as well.
Cool.
So, I think, it's definitely... I'm a big fan.
We should talk about, like, breathing and stretching and stuff next time, because I think that would be something cool to get into, because I've noticed some breathing techniques that are really helpful with, like, lifts in particular, and just getting through a movement or getting through a workout without dying. So we should talk about that next
time. Yeah, No, for sure. We definitely, I think that, you know, going back, you know, talking with that too, is doing that, like, there's a Navy SEAL, he's the founder of, SEAL Fit.
Mm-hmm.
They do CrossFit and whatnot. They're down in, I want to say it's Encinita, California. It's a bunch of former Navy SEALs, and then they'll have, like, active duty SEALs come, and they do, like, these kick-ass classes, like, okay. military-style classes. But he's a big believer in yoga and breathing. That's where, like, I came across box breathing. I was listening to him talk one time, and he had talked about all this, and it's funny because I didn't even associate, like, meditation and box breathing. Like, when I was in the military, before we would go do, like, definitely, like, if I had a big mission or, like, we'd go do a raid on someone's house, my ritual was always, like, I'd clean my gear, I'd clean my gun, then I'd go sit somewhere, put headphones, I'd always have headphones on, and I'd go sit somewhere. And then I just think about, after we got the brief and we got all everything that we were going to do, I'd go sit and replay that in my head. And then I started doing that. Like, I did that in high school, like, with sports, like, on the way to, like, on the bus. Same thing. I would think about the game, and I would think about my shots, and I would think about plays. So then I started doing that, like, with my workouts. And then I heard this guy talking about it. I was like, wow, like, I never really thought about putting two and two together until hearing him say it. And so, so it's like, and then, like, I heard him talking about, like, he'll do that when he gets up in the morning and, like, think about what he's doing throughout the day, what, you know, his, you know, what his plan of the day is, and you know how he's going to attack the day. And so that's kind of something how I've started incorporating it. But yeah, it's definitely, I would love to, next time, like we definitely should talk more about that, because there's so much benefit to, you know, visualization and, mm-hmm. and you know, kind of the meditation and breathing.
It's huge. I will make a note and then okay. not lose it.
Yeah.
We can talk about it next time. Do you want to, we should share where people can find us and then
okay.
can wrap it up and yeah. and talk to everybody next time. So
yeah.
where can we find you on the interwebs?
Well, on the interwebs, you can find me on the line, on Instagram is under Toho Fit, Facebook. I've got two different pages. I have a Toho Fit page. And then I also have a group page where, people can share their workouts. They can share, you know, just anything fitness, anything fun, and motivating that just gets people up and going.
Yeah. It's a fun group. You should join it.
Yeah. So on there, and then, on Twitter, The Real Toho Fit, because somebody has the name and they're not even using their fucking account.
I hate that.
Yeah. So I went with, The Real Toho Fit.
Cool.
Yeah. So Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram is where I can be found.
Cool. And I'm everywhere.
This Friday, I should have a website launched.
Woo!
I'll have I'm coming out with apparel, so I have shirts. I'm working on sweatshirts right now, and so I'll have a shop, and I'm going to have a blog on there, and then I'll post, like, a workout of the day, something that I'll come up with something, like, challenging, and then, like, people can either chime in on Facebook and post their time, and I'll have it, like, it's a work in progress right now, so my goal is to have, like, I can connect Facebook to it so people can, you know, we can kind of challenge each other. That's what I want to do on the group pages. Excuse me. People can post, you know, post their workouts, post whatever, challenge one another, and, you know, so, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Where can I find you? I mean, you already have, you've got a big following.
I'm at Shalom Mama on Facebook and Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter. I don't really use Twitter, though, but I'm still there. And then shalommama.com is my main place to hang out, so go there, check it out. Yeah, it's been fun. I'm glad we did this. It's been really good.
Yeah, I'm dope. This is my first time ever doing something like this.
It's fun, huh? I like it.
It is.
All right.
We should make this happen more often.
I agree. Cool. Well, I'll go ahead and sign off and end the recording, and then, yeah.
All right.
Talk to you soon, sir.
All right. Thanks for having me on, and, yeah, I look forward to more.
You're welcome. All right. Bye.